Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. The Eureka Police Department is asking for the public's help in identifying a suspect that they believe is responsible for 2 robberies and 1 grand theft over the past 2 months. On April 18th, a suspect stole 3 LED televisions from the Target in Eureka and fled in a small 4-door red Nissan with a concealed license plate. He was described as a white male adult about 6 feet tall with a medium build and brown hair. On April 26th, the suspect matching that description entered Hannah Restaurant, ripped the cash register drawer from the register, and pushed and punched an employee in order to get away, upgrading the crime from a theft into a robbery. A similar incident occurred on May 11th, when a suspect of the same description entered the 4th Street Subway sandwich shop in Eureka, ripped out the cash register drawer, and threatened to stab an employee as he ran away. Anyone with information regarding the suspect vehicle, or the stolen property is asked to contact Eureka Police. An Arcata resident has announced that he will be the first to throw his hat into the ring in an effort to replace Wesley Chesbro as the 2nd District Assembly member when Chesbro is termed out next year. Local nonprofit executive and small businessman Hezekiah Allen announced on Thursday that he will run for the seat. Allen, a Humboldt County native, is the executive director of the Matole Restoration Council and serves or has served on numerous environmental boards. Allen is also a general plan facilitator and said in a statement that his work on river restoration has not only improved the environment, but created jobs as well. As of now, Allen is the only candidate from the local area who has announced his candidacy for next June's primary. To help residents prepare for natural disasters, the Humboldt Bay Fire Department will host a community emergency response workshop beginning today through Sunday. The training sessions will allow residents to be prepared to assist neighbors in the case of a natural disaster and assist emergency services and first responders who are not immediately available. The training consists of the basic disaster response skills, such as fire safety, light search and rescue, team organization, and disaster medical operations. Community emergency response team members can then provide detailed information to first responders when they reach the scene. Arcata police are asking for the public's help in locating 37-year-old Fortuna resident Jamie Jeffrey. Jeffrey is wanted in connection with an attempted robbery and shooting in which a gun he was allegedly carrying discharged during a struggle with another man. Jeffrey is on probation and a felony warrant has been issued for his arrest. Anyone with information is asked to contact Arcata police. The sheriff's office was notified of an explosion in the 500 block of Montgomery Street in Lolita early Thursday morning. Sheriff's deputies, along with the Lolita Fire Department and Cal Fire, arrived at the scene and saw several vehicles on fire, with one completely engulfed in flames. Due to evidence in the origin of the fire, the case is being treated as an arson investigation. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for 2 of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. On Tuesday, sheriff's deputies and the Drug Task Force confiscated more than 2,200 marijuana plants from 2 separate grow operations in Lolita, once again shining the spotlight on Humboldt County's notorious marijuana culture. Although some people are growing marijuana for medicinal purposes, Marijuana Enforcement Sergeant Brian Quinnell explains how these people are still breaking the law.
A lot of people who grow marijuana medicinally and then sell some as well think they're not breaking the law. Nowhere in the Compassionate Use Act or in the medical marijuana program does it legalize growing marijuana.
Quinnell went on to say that law enforcement approaches every marijuana bust in the same fashion, regardless of who is doing the growing.
That's kind of a problem that some law enforcement officers run into, that, oh, if it's just a local grower, it's not that big of a deal. We try to treat everybody the same, no matter what their involvement is. There's always a potential for some type of violence to occur. So I want all my guys to think of it that way and go into it with that mindset.
If you believe that you have information regarding a possible grow operation, you are encouraged to contact the sheriff's office. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.